Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On TV already, and on the radio too, frankly. You'll see them as some of the things that you can find on social media. There's the most popular modern Christmas tune, and that lady Mariah Carey has so far, I think I reported on this last year, this one song has netted her over $60 million. Think about that as you think about having your Cheerios this morning. One song, I suppose, I don't know, is Taylor Swift. Think about some of the other people that have had really successful music careers. Think Cher has ever made that kind of dough out of one song? Or Taylor Swift? Or anybody else? Even the Beatles. One song, good heavens. That's
You need is love, I feel like, maybe with the Beatles. Well, that's the other thing, where some of it you also have to think of longevity. That song came out in the late 90s.
Yeah, All I Need for Christmas,
So you have to think, give the same amount of time to other people, but anybody who came before Mariah Carey, I feel like Cher has had so many hits. She's iconic, but no
made
one
a lot of money.
Song
no
that, yeah, but no one singular
she's
song.
She's identified with?
Mm-mm. With that, like that, yeah.
Yeah, all right, exactly. All right, well, anyway, it's kind of a nice thing to recognize, but I don't want to get into Christmas. We'll go back to, that's it, James, for now. We're not breaking that barrier down.
Got it.
They're already Christmas decorations.
That's nice. I know, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went by a house last night. It had Christmas decorations on the trees, and it had a Halloween character on the front lawn next to a snowman.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, figure that one
blending
out.
It's like a slower turnover, blending it a little bit more. We would take nighttime car rides to go see all of the Halloween decorations, and we did it again last night. And it was astounding how many people so quickly. It was almost like as soon as Trick or Treat was done, people took down their decorations. Right. The blow-ups were gone. A lot of the lights were gone. Some people did 2-for-1s with the lights where they had the white lights, but then they also had some orange lights, and the white lights were still on, but the orange lights had been turned off.
People are so funny. Let's be first on our block. We want to beat Joe and Harry with their Christmas lights. So let's put ours up right now. It's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing because it always puts us in a good place, in a good mood, having Christmas music and Christmas thoughts and Christmas decorations. But it's November 1st, boys and girls. We have 1 month and 25 days. You'll get into it. I know there's a lot of people buying things already. Got it. But I don't want to lose the seasonal color, the palette of ruts. We do have some color here, and we haven't had right now. We were supposed to get a frost last night, but it's 38 degrees. I don't know that that happened. I'd be happy if it didn't. It got cloudy, and that might have, usually if you don't have a clear sky, you don't have a frost. So the crimson, the gold, the orange, the yellow, all of those colors.
The falling leaves.
Yeah, and that's the king.
Drift by the window.
Uh-huh.
The autumn leaves.
Someone once described them as a warm alfresco. That's kind of a romantic way of looking at all those leaves, right? Under a sunny blue sky.
The sun.
Autumn. Now, they're away from Halloween, so we can creep back into the season. And so we have these. I know you love them because what it goes. I like them because they're a wonderful representation of nature. The stunning displays. Some of the people sometimes refer to it as fiery foliage. But it's neat. Here, I'm on the farm, and I have kind of a first-row seat to all this stuff because I'm surrounded by land. There's no nobody can develop around me, so I'm completely surrounded by fields and trees and stuff. So it's a great show. Thank you very much to Mother Nature. There are some great places to go. If you're planning a trip, there still is time. You have really between now, because of the weather, the seasons are a little slower changing this year, at least in the Northeast, from Pennsylvania to New York and New England, New Jersey, because of all the rain that we've had. So if you want to see something, the tours to the New York Botanical Garden, which is in the Bronx, man, there are many people. I was talking to a lady last night who went there, and she said it outclassed everything else she'd ever seen. Even you go to Central Park in New York, it's a whole different thing. So right now, through probably November, they have those tours. And people who live in the city, although a lot of parts like Brooklyn and New York, there are a lot of trees and it's kind of warm and a neat place. But you go over to this place and it's just neat. It's neat. Aspen, Colorado. Say what, Jay?
Oh, it's just magnificent.
Yeah, it is. The town of Aspen is named for the aspen trees. And so they, looking at pictures, the gold that is there this year, the orange is on the mountaintops, the orange leaves, but the gold leaves are down at the foot near the creek that's there. And so if you're a mountain biker, let's say, and you're fortunate enough to be able to have a weekend, you can take a ride up there. The Rio Grande Trail is kind of neat. I sound like Flash Phelps, who was always doing it. Sure, you know, he's the morning guy on the 60s channel. He travels around a lot, and he likes to tell stories. And this is a great story to tell. You're looking around, I'm seeing some of these pictures of Colorado River.
Oh, also, fantastic.
Yep. If you go down to North Carolina, actually across, I think, don't the Great Smoky Mountains go into Tennessee? Memory serves me correctly, I think they do. I don't know if they go as far as Nashville, but they have a longer time down there because they're further south. When did you lived in Nashville for what, 10 years? How long did you live in Nashville?
I did. Yeah, 10.
So, when did it actually start getting cold? Or did you ever really feel that you had cold winter down there? Or
was
it just kind of a summer?
Yeah, we felt like the temperature was always maybe just a few degrees off from what it was in Cleveland. It still got cold, and it did snow, but the difference is that it would heat up during the day, so it would snow, and then it would melt, and then it would freeze, and so you just kind of had this ice on top of ice on top of ice, and it is a little hilly, so you had some areas. There were even just some homes with driveways where you would notice people would park on the street because there was no way they were going to be able to get up their driveway when it was just that icing.
Yeah.
And they also don't have the infrastructure to take care of it. So if there was a threat of snow the following day, there's no salt or anything. If there was the threat of snow the following day, schools would already be off, and then that day would come, and there would be absolutely no snow.
Yeah. And the kids would be playing out in the probably 50-degree sunshine.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right, the Ozark Mountains, you keep going south, and see in Arkansas right now, it's just beginning to change. So the stunning vistas that you can see down there, as I look at some of the shades of orange and red that are there, they have a lot of cabins up these mountains, like what's in Tennessee and down the Ozark area, so you can go and have a wilderness escape and enjoy all that stuff. This is a good thing, just starting down there, so that's a good place to go if you want to go now. And then if you go out the West Coast, out to the Columbia River in Oregon, those of you who are listening, you have a couple of stations in Oregon that are on right now, a couple later on during the day. This is, I think, the largest national scenic area in America. This waterfall, this gorge view, this scenic viewpoint from Crown Point. You look around at some of the falls that are there. It's different. I think the feeling of fall is different on the West Coast. In the Northwest, anyway. The way it just doesn't feel cold. It just feels like it's the same is true up in Leavenworth, Washington, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, some highlights and places to go, visit, enjoy, find your own path. I'm on a travel. I'm traveling anyway this weekend to go and enjoy my family for my birthday. But I want to take some, come back to my wanderlust thing. I want to take some trips just here and there. I haven't done that for a few years. And I think that it's kind of a neat thing. I like taking spiritual trips to places like the ones I've just described, even if it isn't a formalized trip. When you go and you enjoy the beauty of nature like that, and I'm not trying to be, the world is full of a lot of stuff, but why let that overcome you, overtake you? Why not just go? You know, you can't do anything about what's going on in Israel, really, or other places in the world. So if you take this, take a personal trip. Enter a path that speaks to you, because a lot of this stuff that's going on in the world doesn't speak to any of us. We might want to, we have our thoughts about it, and we might want to express our opinions, but really and truly, you can't get into it. You can't really wrap yourself around it, because you're not there. So a private journey. Maybe the outside is in a place like one of the places I just described. The inner journey is for you to recognize the resonance of who you are and what your beliefs are. I know I get a little philosophical sometimes, but I feel that way. Maybe because of the 1st of November, and maybe because I'm thinking about my birthday. A friend of mine and I were, I was chopping corn yesterday in the state park for the cows. A friend of mine came by with his dog, and we were talking about, he said to me, how old are you again? And I told him, and he said, wow, what do you feel like? I said, I don't feel any different than I did for the last 30, 35 years. And I was in my 30s. I was, how do I best say it? It was a kind of a wild and woolly time for me. But once I get into my 40s, I just kind of settled right down. And I feel like I'm in the same place now as I was then. So, and that comes, I think, some of it's from inner guidance as much as anything else. So let that lead you too. All right, 18 after on Good Day.
Oh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're a 6 year older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special.
I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner in our celebrity corner here. Some of the social media trending items that affect a lot of people who are interested in a lot of the people that entertain us, like Winona Judd. I used to call her Winona, and then I was corrected by Reba McEntire once, and I had dinner with her once, and somehow we got on to Winona, and I... We actually know. You know what it was? We had a, if Jennifer were here, Jennifer and I went to a fundraiser at William Shatner's, and it was a horse event. And he has this almost every year as a fundraiser, and every celebrity in town comes to this thing because everybody loves Shatner, and everybody, you know, wants to be seen at stuff like this. And so I remember that one night, I went two or three times, Winona Judd was the entertainment. And she was just fabulous. She was just warm and fun and just, you know, kind of a roly-poly character in every way. But I think that she corrected me. Now that I think about it, I said, Winona, can we get a picture? Because I was with three or four people. And she said, yes, you can if you call me Winona. So that's how we got our picture. At any rate, there's...
Never make that mistake again.
No. All right, so there's an announcement from Winona, which happens after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
You didn't even know this was basketball star.
right, so I know now. Another country legend to join Reba on the Voice. Have you noticed, if you watch that show, Reba has completely taken it over. I click in every once in a while because I like Reba, and she has, like, completely taken the show over. Everybody wants to be with her. Everybody wants her to, yeah, it's one of those
I
things.
Can see that. She's one of those, like, yeah. She has a big energy. She's a big personality, but at the same time, you can tell she is just a down-home girl and still the same as she is and was ever, whether she's famous or not. She just seems like she's that kind of personality.
She is, yep. All right, so she's one of the A-lister coaches that are joining the panel. Grant Stefani's on it now, too, right? John Legend. I don't know the other guy. Do you know this
Niall
guy?
Niall Horan. He's another singer. He got his start with One Direction.
Oh.
And John Legend and Gwen Stefani, they've been on it for a while. Gwen, I believe, left at a certain point. I can't remember if John left at a time, but it kind of feels like they have certain coaches who are there for a while, and then they'll leave. Other coaches come in for a bit, and then they kind of switch off. It seems like a very exhausting job because you are helping and teaching and training, and then you have to kick people off that you've already fallen in love with, and it's like they're your children. And I can see why sometimes they just need to take a break every so often, every so many seasons.
Well, I think that her husband leaving, I think that's one of the reasons that he left, right? To give her Gwen Stefani more of a
He was
star.
Probably just tired.
He's on a bar show now. It's some kind of bar show. Hey, she's not a judge. She's a coach. But that's still her presence will be felt for sure. And so, anyway, that's what's going on. As season 24 of The Voice continues. It's 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that according to the American Veterinary Medical Association, they estimate that more than 40% of all pet guardians have a pet 7 years or older? That totals nearly 45 million dogs and cats that are considered seniors. Many owners are unaware of what to look for in a senior pet. Very often, preventative medicine can make a big difference in terms of the rest of their life. So listen carefully. If you notice any changes in your dog or cat's eating habits, if there's changes in their sleeping habits, such as excessive day sleeping, it may indicate fatigue. Unresponsiveness may indicate that your dog or cat is losing their hearing. Seeming unfamiliar with surroundings may indicate diminished vision, and bad breath may indicate periodontal problems. Joint stiffness as well could be arthritis or just an aging process, and of course, increased urination should always be checked by a vet. When you have an older pet, go to the vet a minimum of twice a year, and if you notice something, get there right away. Early detection can make all the difference in resolving any problems. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus. Plus, a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Protesters interrupted Congress yesterday while lawmakers were discussing giving large amounts of your money to fund the wars in Europe and the Middle East. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was interrupted several times during the opening statement by yelling demonstrators. Blinken testified before the Senate Appropriations Committee in support of the Biden administration wanting to spend $105 billion for the support. The number of deaths and people missing in Mexico after Hurricane Otis is roughly 100. The storm hit Acapulco last week as a Category 5 storm. The governor of Guerrero State said yesterday that at least 45 people were killed and 47 remain missing. The National Hurricane Center said Hurricane Otis intensified rapidly, with winds increasing by 115 miles an hour in a single day before it hit Mexico. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
And I got me a car that was made on Wednesday. On Wednesday. If you're gonna buy yourself a new car, you just better hope you're lucky enough to get one made on Wednesday.
I've heard this one before. All right, 34 after the hour. Yeah, it is Wednesday. That is correctamundo. This is the 1st of November. November 1th, the first day of the second last month of 2023. Can you believe it that we are here in November? Good heavens, I can't believe it's another birthday time. It's just go around and around. Here we go. Let's go. Let's keep going.
Let's keep pushing
up the hill. And this Pushing Up the Hill event brought to you by Progressive Insurance. They've got insurance for your cycle, for your boat. If you're lucky enough to be in a place you can still use the boat, RVs, homes, all that stuff. So you want protection no matter where you are. You can save a lot. Go to 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. A good place to start as well. So Senator Rand Paul, this is the kind of politics, and this is the kind of action, this is the kind of involvement that I want my senator and or my congressperson to do. Unfortunately, in this state where I am, neither the senators, the two of them are both a couple of losers, and my congressman is even worse. So I got no representation at all. So I'm happy to see that Rand Paul, who's the senator from Kentucky, was on a bunch of AM radio stations yesterday talking about the AM for Every Vehicle Act, which I thought was kind of neat and appropriate. He understands in his state of Kentucky, all the rural areas, it's critical to have AM radios. And the arrogance of the car manufacturers who said, the AM radio is for old people and we're selling cars to young people, so screw them all. No, so anyway, he was on in Princeton, Kentucky, among other places. He talked about the National Association of Broadcasters, National Association of Farm Broadcasters, people who have programs like this one. He says, I am and always have been a big fan of the programming on AM radio. It's been a good point for open and clear debate and discussion. Obviously referring to talk programs like this allows for discussion. You don't get a lot of the same sort of thing in terms of time on TV. And then he went on to discuss why electric vehicle manufacturers were removing AM. And the question has come up as part of this legislation, whether you knew it or not. You know, the government, I have a friend who just bought an electric car because she got a $7,500 rebate on her taxes. So when she files her taxes this year, let's say she made, she has to pay taxes on $10,000. I'm just pulling that number out of the air. She get $7,500 credit, so she'll only have to pay $2,500 in taxes. That's how this thing works, because the Biden administration, the people around Biden are so hell-bent to get people into electric cars because they think that's going to save the planet. But if you just want to, there are a lot of people who buy the electric cars because they just like them. Very powerful. That's what this lady, who's my friend, said. Yep, she's got the pedal to the metal, and she got a heavy foot to begin with, and apparently these things are like jackrabbits. When you right, red light goes to green.
Drive on cruise control to make sure.
Well, Jack Stockwell has one, and he took me for a ride. The first time he took me for a ride, which was a couple of years ago, scared the hell out of me, frankly. All the computers, the dashboard is nothing but, it was a Tesla. And there was nothing, you know, anywhere except a steering wheel, an accelerator, and a bunch of stuff all over the dashboard. It was like sitting in front of all the computers that I sit in front of here every day as I do this program. So anyway, there are a bunch of co-sponsors, mostly, let's see, well, there's a couple of Republicans, a couple of Democrats, and they're working to get this thing done. There are 176 co-sponsors in the House and 13 in the Senate. They want to push this thing through, and Rand Paul is probably one of the most vocal members of that group. Anyway, if you're tracking it, if you're in an area, a lot of people in rural America listen to this program and to me, the various other programs that we do. I think Ted Cruz has also been pretty active to give him his due on this, to push it forward, to make it a law before the session ends. So I thought you'd be interested anecdotally in that, because it's kind of a cool thing. And again, there's some way that we can attach ourselves to those people who are supposed to be representing us. That's a collective us. But you don't see, you know, a lot of them, as we've said, especially when it comes to the fights over who's going to control the House and the budget matters, and we're going to go, government's going to close down, because we're getting close to that 45-day. Remember, you know, the continuing resolution that was passed was only for 45 days to keep the government running. And so that means they get till the 15th of this month, and then it's kaputsky unless these guys come up with something that makes some sense. I shouldn't say guys, because I don't like guys to apply to women. But the men and women who are serving, supposedly at your service, but more on theirs. Okay, let's talk about what's going on in the Middle East, specifically Israeli attacks on Gaza. I guess they dropped a bomb on that refugee camp, and That caused a lot of consternation, not to mention casualties. This is a very densely populated area. It's in northern Gaza. And it was, you know, the people at Hamas, of course, used this to say that the Jews are the bad ones, the Israelis are the bad ones. 20 homes were destroyed by the bombing because they directly deliberately targeted this residential neighborhood. I'm not sure that you can say that, but I don't know why they went in there, because there are plenty of other targets. That's the problem. See, there are a lot of websites that Hamas is controlling that tell one story, and then there's the web stuff that's controlled by the Israelis, and that tells another story, and then websites for hospitals, and it's a God-blessed mess. It is. And not only there, but here, there are a couple of things going on this week. Yesterday, some pro-Palestinian activists who had painted their hands and their faces red went into they referred to the massacre at Gaza, which I was just talking about, a massacre. I didn't use that term. They did. But Secretary of State Blinken was in the Senate testifying on emergency funding for Israel and Ukraine, because that's what the Biden administration wants to do. And they certainly are facing challenges because of those two efforts. A lot of people don't want to support Ukraine anymore because we don't know where the money has gone. And a lot of people who are, frankly, kind of ignorant. I'm looking around. There's another. There was an event yesterday at Cornell where there are threats even against students who are Jewish.
Mm-hmm. People don't even want to walk to class or walk the streets.
Come on. What the hell's the matter with people? If you want to hang, I'm not much on blame, because I don't think that fixes doesn't fix the problem. But under the circumstances, the situation here didn't start with the Israelis doing anything except being Israelis and being where they normally are. And there was the attack from Hamas that got this all going. So let's not lose sight of that. And so there are, and then the fact that these courses on the history of the Middle East, I remember taking my course on that from a fellow who was an Iraqi. His name was Muhi Hatour, one of my favorite profs in college. He was an Iraqi, went to Northwestern, came to this country, got a degree, and he taught at my university for 36 years, I think. And he went back to Iraq when Saddam Hussein took over and was captured and killed because he was a member of the resistance. But he had the story, and we all learned the story. Just because he was an Arab didn't mean that was all he talked about. He was very objective, and our students at Heidelberg learned what really was going on. I dare say that now at Cornell, and look at some of these other Ivy League, some of these elite colleges where all this stuff is going on, those kids don't know what they're protesting. They don't have a clue what's really going on. They just see or hear something, and they follow the bouncing ball like the Pied Piper. So as a result, you got circumstances on campuses like Cornell where the Jewish kids are walking as little as possible. As you said, they're afraid to go to class. So it's not only extraordinary, it's the height of ignorance.
Well, it's not just the Jewish community, it's also the Muslim community, too, because it's one of those things that one instance doesn't cancel the rest out. Multiple things are true. There is no doubt that what happened in Israel on October 7th was the worst collective trauma that Jews have faced in our lifetime. That doesn't negate that what is happening in Gaza is an absolute horror show. Innocent people are dying across the board on this.
So how do you get Hamas?
Anti-Semitism is on the rise. Islamophobia is on the rise. It's all on the rise. And you have extremists who are, the protesters aren't the issue, it's the extremists who are the issues.
So how does
people
that
are afraid to walk to class because of protesters. They're afraid to walk to class because of extremists who might cause them bodily harm if not kill them.
Yeah, right. That's how angry people are, and the anger comes from, in many instances, misinformation, but also misdirection of thoughts. I guess that happens So you're right. Jewish and Muslim people have been subject to a lot of hate speech in the last few weeks. The neighborhoods are closed. There's a lot of places like in Los Angeles. My son lives in West Hollywood, which is pretty close to a neighborhood with a lot of Hasidic Jews that live on four or five streets in that part of Hollywood. And, you know, I can't imagine I'll see this weekend when I go driving around over there, but I'm sure there'll be protests. My daughter and son-in-law are profs at UCLA, protest there. And they get down to it. And actually, Megan, my daughter, and my son, Brendan, don't agree on this, which is unusual. They usually agree on most everything politically, but they don't agree on this. So anyway, you know, there are signs around Hamas is better, genocide is Zionism. It is complete ignorance. Get the thing. So have the Israelis gone too far? How do you get rid of Hamas is the question that's being asked. And I think that's a legitimate question. Are you ever going to get rid of it? Probably not. You didn't get rid of Nazism, even though you beat the Nazis in World War II. There's plenty of Nazism, skinheads, that kind of stuff around. Mm-hmm. No matter where you look, there's a lot of it. Still. And so, you know, you look at what's happening over there and trying to get intel from the war. And then there's another warning. Look out for terror attacks against Americans and look out for terror attacks here. The border, you know, whether the inspiration for Joe Biden to change his stripes and want to seal off the border, did it come because he had intelligence that this was going to start? Did Israel tell him ahead? No, Israel didn't know. So did we have intelligence? I hope we didn't, because if we did, we hopefully would have told the Israelis. But the fact that this, the warning has come out to worry about, it's like a duh, what do you think's going to happen? We've made this country so easy for the bad guys to get into. It is a duh. It's outrageous. All right, 48 after, this is a good day.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus. Plus, a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, 53 after the hour, food, farm, and family time here on the Good Day program at Good Day Networks and at DougStephan.com and at GoodDayShow.com. You can find all of this information and the audio. Today, Jay, is National Cinnamon Day. Do you use cinnamon? I use cinnamon. I take cinnamon capsules, and I also take it, I put it on my honey. That doesn't sound right, does it?
I imagined a piece of toast with some honey on it and like cinnamon on top.
Good.
Gluten-free toast, of course.
The way it was meant. Yes, exactly. It's good on just, I take honey out of the jar and put the cinnamon on top of it, and it's great. So, yeah, spoonful of sugar, a spoonful of cinnamon. And then you think about what's going on right now. This is appropriate because we're beginning to get the holiday drinks, and it's colder, so you want something that's warm, and people put spices like cinnamon in their tea or in their apple cider, warm apple cider. Yep, right. Hey, you can get them on cookies and cinnamon rolls, right? Pies and chocolate. I like a little cinnamon sometimes on the chocolate that I give myself every night. It's good. As for me, I have to have chocolate before I go to bed. Just have to have a piece of chocolate. So there you go. I suppose you can have it as in a beverage or snack. And McCormick spices, probably the best known of all the cinnamons being distributed, right? They started this a few years ago, trying to push the sale of their cinnamon. Makes good sense. Where does it come from? I think it's from China, or it's in Asia someplace, right? Indonesia, China, I think, are the major producers of this. I wish we had some of it here, because I don't like buying anything from China. Actually, it was back in 2000 B.C., Egypt had it, and they used it for embalming their mummies.
I could imagine, like, it almost making it smell a little bit better.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, it didn't come to the Western world. Well, the Western world didn't really get developed until 700-800 years ago. I'm talking about North America, but into Europe it came in 600 BC. And so anyway, it's been around, and it's fun to have. You don't give it to your dog, though. Do not let your dog have cinnamon. There's something in the properties of cinnamon that's bad news for dogs. All right, so there's a word to the wise, hopefully sufficient. Let's see, also the beginning, because we're in November now, it's Gluten-Free Diet Awareness Month, founded by the National Foundation for Celiac Awareness. Want to increase support for those who have celiac. Just because you have a gluten intolerance, like I have a gluten intolerance, I do not have celiac. I got tested for it a number of years ago because Ken Kronos thought I had to go see a specialist, and I did. And he found I didn't have celiac, but I do have a gluten intolerance, which can lead to, if you abuse yourself with it enough, it can lead to celiac disease. So anyway, celiac apparently has been around for a long time, and it's harmful to your stomach lining, the things that makes you feel like you have indigestion, and so you got to be careful. Gluten is something that comes from wheat, and oftentimes, at least I've thought in more recent years investigating this, that some of the gluten intolerance or the problems with celiac come not from the wheat itself, but from the spray that comes oftentimes from Monsanto and Bayer that they put on the wheat to keep it from getting destroyed by parasites. So whether that's a factor in this or not, I don't know, because there have been...
That's interesting. So it'd be more of the chemical situation than a lot of gluten intolerance, especially celiac. Well, celiac is the issue with the gluten protein.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
But even with the, like, what you might experience, Doug, I know I have, because I have a gluten intolerance too, and I have to, I deal with a lot of the inflammation pain when I consume gluten. And it's,
why don't we know
it's
better?
Interesting. right?
It's good to have a piece of
why
pie
does it
or
have
a piece
to
of
taste
cake.
So good.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is interesting how things can hit people so differently.
Yep, you're right. It's all body chemistry. That's why drugs and stuff, some work on some people, some don't. Here's the recall of the day. Oysters in 10 states have been pulled because of E. coli or salmonella, I guess a little of both, salmonella and E. coli. This is future seafoods. Excuse me. All the oysters that were harvested earlier in October and distributed up to last week. So if you're a restaurant or you're a consumer, food retailer who bought oysters harvested from future seafoods, bring them back. This is their places where they're doing the harvesting is off the Canadian coast. So bring them back, get your money back, and save yourself a lot of heartache and trouble. 59 after the hour doing...
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.